Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome to our live Q&A show, but also today we're doing something really, really exciting. For the last month, Good Fight Ministries has been putting out different premieres regarding our four-part series covering a church known as Bethel in Redding, California, and some of the teachings and doctrines and those who even are involved with Bethel, and some of the things they teach and how it's affecting a lot of the evangelical world. And one thing leads to another is the fact that we have not only had things come out about Bethel since we finished that four-part series, but we've also had a lot of retractors commenting towards us on things we feel would be great to answer. So with me today to answer all of those retractors, as well as some of the new material that's come out concerning Bethel after our four-part series was already recorded, is Pastor Joe Schimmel of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, and the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries. Joe, I'm excited to be here with you today.
Hey, I'm excited about this show. I'm looking forward to dealing with some of the apologists for the Bethel movement and look at what they're saying. And it's something that we should be able to deal with, and I think we'll have a lot of explanatory power from the scriptures that will refute a lot of their justifications for just horrible error.
Yeah, and I'm really, really excited because it's one of those things, a lot of times we put out materials and we're like, hey, here it is, here's the evidence, and then more stuff comes out and you're like, I'd really love to get together and do a little bit more. But one of the cool things about getting together, spending the amount of time we did covering this subject, then having people respond to us, and we were like, hey, we get a full hour show. Let's do, or actually 2 hour show. You guys are with us today. We're excited because you're going to get a full hour of us just dealing with those retractors, dealing with a new, it's going to be very different when you guys see some of the stuff.
Really, yeah. On this clip, we're going to show them pretty soon. It basically is an emphasis. It's like a huge exclamation point from heaven saying, look, this movement is demonic. This is witchcraft that they're practicing. The first four shows that we did are just, they see what's going to, and some of them have probably already seen it. When you see this clip, they're going to be like, yep, yeah, they can't deny they're involved in Satanism or satanic witchcraft to the core. It's what's going on here.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. And one of the things that, as you mentioned, when they're going to see this clip and when they see us as we expand upon some of the things that are being said and taught, like you said, it was almost, sadly, a gift from heaven in the sense that it was clarification.
To expose, yeah.
To expose.
They put it out around the same time we started our series, which is kind of crazy.
Literally, yes. Literally right at the same exact time. And we had people commenting on those series. Hey, have you guys seen this? Are you guys going to expose this? And I'm like, are we going to be able to? And the answer is yes. We are going to be able to. And one of the things that we've been dealing with through the comments, and one of the things I've been able to, praise God, being able to comment back and forth with some Bethel fans, is the fact that a lot of them typically don't look at the evidence before they make their comments. And that in all honesty, Proverbs 18:13 tells them it's to their shame to do such a thing. But when we look at all the evidence, when you look at the episodes where we dig into Bethel's friends, when we dig into the wakey-wakey stuff, when we dig into
commanding angels, yeah,
the commanding of angels, when we dig into the mantle of a known heretic, William Branham, and from the pulpit, both Bill Johnson and Chris Vallotton, both of them very clearly saying, we want this mantle. In fact, at one point, if you guys go back to the second episode where we talk about the Bethel and Friends contagion, when you go back to that, you can see Chris Vallotton literally saying that he told God it would just be, we know it would be too powerful, so maybe if you just put it on everybody instead of just me, it would pretty much kill me.
Is God? Oh, and that mantle, by the way, was the heresy that that guy was promoting, was the denial of the Trinity. We played an audio clip of him saying the Trinity is from the devil. And that same guy, by the way, got Jim Jones his start, who killed 900 people by leading them into mass suicide, a relative of basically Well, it's a long story, but the son of his son is in our fellowship to this day.
Yeah, amen. And that's one of the things is it wasn't just simply, like we were talking before the broadcast, I said, it's not just simply, hey, we found this one thing, and so why would you be involved in this movement? It was just an avalanche of evidence against what they're teaching, and a lot of it's New Age. And today, we've called it witchcraft. You're going to see full well, and what we're going to do is, because it's a live broadcast, it's a little more difficult to simply just throw up clip after clip after clip and make sure they're putting up the right stuff for us, and they're doing a great job back there. But when it comes to this broadcast, we're going to play a long clip, and that what we're going to do is have Joe succinctly go through all of the different things you're going to see in this clip, and I encourage you just to check it out for yourself, the whole clip. But for time purposes,
it's cringeworthy.
It's very cringeworthy. It gets weirder every time I watch it. But what we're going to look at here is a number of false prophets. That's what they are. Bill Johnson specifically, bringing on a staff onto the stage, and then you're going to see it leave his hand, go to someone else, an actress, and we're going to dig into it, so I don't want to give away too much just yet, but what you're going to see is them performing this act, this very strange act, and I really want to dissect it with Pastor Joe, so we're going to pull up that clip right now, and you guys get to see it.
Dedicating your home, yourself as an ecclesia. Inviting the presence of Jesus into your home.
You know, we're going to do some binding and loosening. And one of the things that I've learned in the last maybe around 10 years, that apostles have authority to make the decrees and declarations.
Now, everybody understands. If you know Lord of the Rings, everybody understands what's in my hand. Everybody understands what's in my hand. And during this process, I've been asking God, show me the act. Show me the act. But the Lord told me I needed to repent for the participation I had with the racist spirit in America. We are going to lift the staff and will command the spirit not only to leave, but he shall not pass. Now, if you heard what Apostle Savosa said, he said that you need to oil your door. So I encourage you, if you haven't done this in the proper order, you must put oil in your door and then go in front and repeat this act with us.
So as an apostolic team, with the authority that God's given to us, we decree and declare that racism will end. It's over in the ecclesia from this night forward in Jesus' mighty name. Let's lift it up and bang it. Hallelujah! Come on, give him a praise offering.
Repeat with us.
Thou shalt not pass.
No more.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm sorry, we did it twice. We need one more. One more. We need you to agree with us. Okay. On the count of three. On three. Shout with us. One, two, three. Thou shalt not pass. In the name of Jesus Christ.
As you guys can see, as I said, we are going to dig into exactly what's going on. We wanted to go clip by clip, but we do think you guys will get the gist of it as we go through it. And the first thing you're going to notice is a man there by the name of, well, first of all, you see Bill Johnson walking up with the staff. And then he hands it to actress Marilyn Barrett, who performs much of what's going on there. But a man named Shay On, who, if you know anything about Good Fight Ministries and follow the ministry for any time, you know that he specifically, by Pastor Joe Schimmel, was exposed almost 20 years ago for some of the false prophecies and acts that they were doing with in regard to the Toronto Blessing.
Laughing Revival stuff.
And the Laughing Revival. And we actually have a video that's available on our YouTube channel, I think, but two-part series on the YouTube channel and an even longer part series available on our website covering the Laughing Revival.
Be three audio tapes.
Yeah, be three
altogether. Demonic, New Wine, Old Lie,
and you can see how long ago it was done because he called it an audio tape. You know, but nonetheless, Excited for you guys to hopefully check that out if you get a chance. I know we actually had some people, some brothers and sisters in Christ that got involved with our fellowship because they watched that video online and it changed a lot of what was going on for them. Because when it comes to this movement, and that's why I want to bring it up, it isn't something small. When it comes to this movement, they saw what was going on in Texas. And now when you see guys like Matthew Hagee hanging out with Chris Vallatin and bringing them on.
Yeah. Brother Ted Walker over in Israel, he grabbed that three-part series and he's just been really dynamic over in Israel. He passed that thing out to a lot of Messianic churches that were getting caught up in the Toronto blessing. And we show clips where they're just, it sounds, I mean, it's demonic manifestation, screaming. I mean, unearthly sounds you couldn't make if you tried to. Ted had said he gave it to a number of them, and God used that to get a lot of them out of that demonic movement. But it's the same guys, same players, and Bill Johnson and Bethel are really connected to the whole, you know, Toronto so-called blessing, that the Laugh Revival, it's all that same demonic stuff.
Yeah, and it's fascinating when you consider, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more, about these players seem to be very similar to the people that have done other stuff. But I don't want to bury that lead just yet. But with Shay on, and here is the starting point of everything, this idea of apostolic decree, that they have appointed themselves as apostles. Mm-hmm. And as they appointed themselves as apostles, they now believe they can decree, and they believe they're decreeing racism to end. So with all of that, Joe, this is our starting point. Should we be giving apostolic decrees? Should we be appointing ourselves as apostles and then giving apostolic decrees?
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. They're appointing themselves as apostles. You know, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12, were appointed by him. Matthias took the place of Judas after he had left. The apostle Paul was an apostle born out of due time. These apostles, when you're talking about the 12 apostles, we're talking about those who had to have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. That was part of the criteria. When you read Acts chapter 1, you see Paul as an apostle born out of due time. He says, have I not seen the Lord? We're handpicked by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're talking about apostles and apostolic decrees, it's quite crazy because these guys are trying to say that they're apostles on that level. In fact, one of these past so-called apostles that's associated with this entire movement, he said the apostles back then would, you know, couldn't stand in our shadow. And it's just so arrogant. And so first of all, these guys are self-appointed. They're not apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle Paul warned about false apostles who transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. He said, no wonder, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light or enlightenment. So it's no marvel that his servants would do the same thing. So these guys are false apostles. And when they talk about decrees, again, they're talking about affirmations, which basically come out in the form of witchcraft. And they're like, with these guys, it happens to be, you know, we're going to get into it. What's going on stage right there is witchcraft. That's exactly what's going on when you realize the movie they're taking it from and so forth.
Well, yeah, that's one of the interesting things is that we see, and that was the next portion of the clip that you saw, was she straight up says, this is from Lord of the Rings. This is from Gandalf. There is a Lord of the Rings connection. So they're literally, I mean, on a stage.
It's all based, that whole ritual is based on the magic of the Lord of the Rings, the witchcraft of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit because that's exactly right. I mean, should we, and this is something we do get these questions because they're like, hey, I love C.S. Lewis's works and you know, J.R.R. Tolkien and whatnot. And they're like, hey, they use witchcraft, but for good. Is this something that we should be doing?
Well, it's interesting because one of the statements that's made in that clip that we didn't air because it's a bit long. We cut some things out for the sake of brevity. But one of the statements is, Cheon says to her, and she's about ready to take the staff, and just like Gandalf had done it, hit it three times, and she wants to make sure she does the spell. I mean, these are spells being done in church in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, think of how serious this is, folks. This breaks the heart of God. It grieves the Holy Spirit. It's demonic. So what they're doing is they're emulating that part of Lord of the Rings where Gandalf stands against a demonic type creature, and Cheon is like, wants to describe it more. So it's part of the clip where he says, hey, wait a minute, because she wants to go ahead and start slamming that thing to the ground to get the magic going. And he's like, hey, explain, you know, Gandalf and what this is all about. Then she explains that this is what Gandalf did in his spells to stand against a demon and what have you. And that's what witches do. They try to control the demons, but the demons know, they laugh at them because the demons are controlling the wizards and the witches. And Gandalf is a wizard throughout Lord of the Rings. He's not operating by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God. So scripturally, we're warned that wizards, sorcerers, witches, magicians, shamans, and so forth, they are all connected to the satanic powers. And even Anton LaVey, the head of the Church of Satan, acknowledged that there's no difference between white magic and black magic. And the scriptures, long before he said that, the scriptures itself says that Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. So you look at the scriptures, you see in scriptures like Deuteronomy 18:11, it talks about that none of you shall become mediums or wizards. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 31, he warns that there's not to be among them one who has a familiar spirit or one who seeks after wizards. Okay, and then in chapter 20, verse 27 of Leviticus, it talks about those who have familiar spirits and those who are wizards, they shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Now that's under the theocracy of Israel because God was underscoring how demonic and how evil it was and that Satan would try to encroach into his theocracy and destroy God's plan to bring the seed through his people and bring redemption. And now in the New Testament, of course, we're not under a theocracy. We don't stone people to death, but guess what? We warn. And we mark those who cause division, not according to sound doctrine. And the scriptures tell us in the New Testament, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, that sorcerers will not enter the kingdom of God. They won't inherit it. Revelation 21:8 says that sorcerers will go to the lake of fire. Revelation 22:15 says that sorcerers have no place in the holy city. And the scriptures just condemn from the Old Testament to the New Testament, witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry, and the sad thing that's going on there. And I got some things down here. Here's what Gandalf practices through the Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Telekinesis, you know, near invulnerability, the ability to speak to animals, control over light, resistance to manipulation of flames, control over lightning. He's able to appear out of nowhere. He is immortal within his frail shell. He has force fields, the ability to conjure spells, the knowledge of spells and magical beings and formulas. He's a full-blown wizard, and he's glorified. And what's crazy about this is, and I'm sure we're going to get into it, is they're encouraging everybody else to get involved in this. And they're participating in this on stage. And Bill Johnson's one who starts off with the staff. He's like the wizard. He's the wizard pastor.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And I think one of the interesting things, too, when it comes to Lord of the Rings, is who played Gandalf in those films?
I didn't know you were bringing that up, but Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. What did he do to the Bibles that he found in...
When he found
hotels.
Scriptures in Leviticus 18 elsewhere that condemned homosexuality, he would rip those pages out. And yeah, he played the wizard in you're right, Lord of the Rings.
And she's talking about how powerful, as we didn't even play that clip, but talking about this powerful scene that it is. And what's sad is you hear this cheering and this roaring when it comes to her talking about Lord of the Rings, and people are so excited about Lord of the Rings. It's like, man, can't you be excited for the Word of God?
Yeah.
Like, can we quote like 1 John 3:15? You want to end racism in the church? Let's tell people, guess what? If you hate your brother because he's of another race or something, or I believe not really another race, I think there's only one race, and that's the human race, and we're made up of ethnicities or
ethnos. Red, brown, yellow, black, or white, man.
Amen. And I think Acts 17 kind of debunks that idea. But nonetheless, if you really want to point it out, we have the holy word of God. What are you trading this stream of living water for this broken cistern of a staff and witchcraft?
Absolutely. And what you're saying there is actually, you're basically paraphrasing Isaiah 18, which says, why do you seek the mediums and the dead among the living?
Oh, 8:19,
Why do you not seek the God? Why do you seek the dead among the living when you can seek your God? And that's one of the things I've been emphasizing too, one of the points that we've been making throughout this whole series, is it shows you that they don't truly know the power of Jesus Christ. Because if you knew the power of the living God and you feared and loved the one true God, you wouldn't be seeking strange. This stuff's weird too, by the way. The world mocks it. I saw an atheist say where they were mocking this and how pathetic it was. And I thought, yeah, that's how the world looks at these professing Christians these days. Doesn't spread the gospel. But it's really tragic because when you see what they're doing, it shows that they don't really know what it means to experience Holy Spirit because they're going and they're seeking another avenue of power, which shows you that they've been sucking up broken cisterns, and therefore they're trying to replace, And the Bible says when you don't love the truth, and I would caution anybody that's watching this that is part of the Bethel movement or have been influenced by them, I really encourage you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for your own soul's sake, man, you need to love the truth, man. You need to love Jesus. Yeah. Because the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that if you don't love the truth, you'll be given over. You'll be given a strong delusion to believe the lie. And if you're just, if you can see these errors and so forth and act like it's no big deal, we're talking about eternal life here. We're talking about our souls being on the line, and we need to make sure we have the right Jesus. And when you look at what's going on here, there's a totally different Jesus. There's a different spirit, guys. It's not the spirit of the living God. And there's a different gospel, and we've been seeing that through this whole series.
Yeah, and this was one of the things I had a couple of people over last night. One of my wrestlers who had came to Christ, and you got baptized not too long ago. He was explaining now when he explains that he's become a Christian to many of his family, because they had so many that got duped by Benny Hinn. Yep. Getting involved in that movement, which if you go back to the second episode in this series, you can see where did Benny Johnson get her name? That's not even her real name.
Bill Johnson's wife. Yeah.
Bill Johnson's wife changing it over to Benny.
To Benny.
You see them also on stage together. Of course, they're not strange bedfellows. They're just bedfellows. And that's the facts.
Yeah.
And when you look at these little God doctrines and you look at the prosperity movement, you see the connections there. But what he was saying that broke my heart is that when they think about Christianity, when they think about people that are following Jesus, they think about Benny Hinn.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, you're a smart guy. How could you get caught up in something so dumb? You know, and that's what they think.
Because their exposure is TBN and a lot of the prosperity stuff, and which is exactly what Satan wants. 2 Peter chapter 2 says, you know, people exploit you and make merchandise of man, which is what they're doing. And because of them, the truth of the Lord will be brought into disrepute. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, amen.
Prophesied.
And exactly. And when we think about that, and one of the things you mentioned, and I don't even remember which episode it was on, one of the things you mentioned is it's really heartbreaking that those of the world a lot of times will have more discernment on these things. They will be able to call it out like, come on, that's ridiculous. And we're like, guys, why is it that you want these spiritual gifts and you want all these spiritual gifts, but the one where you have discernment, you want to push it under the rug? I have to just say willful ignorance, and I did a show on this not too long ago, but willful ignorance in regards to this specifically is not a spiritual gift. It is not a spiritual gift to be willfully ignorant of the wickedness.
It's not love either, by the way.
And it's not love, because what does the Bible describe love as? Love rejoices not in falsity, it rejoices in the truth. So that's what we're here for. That's why we're doing this. This whole reason, it's not like, oh, we wanted to find someone to be really angry at and yell at a screen. We don't do that. That's not our hearts. Every single person from Bill Johnson down, and including everyone who is duped by what's going on there, we want you to turn from it, and then you have the real power of Christ.
Amen. We pray for their repentance.
Amen. You know? We literally just had a comment before we started the broadcast that came up on our YouTube channel. On one of the videos, I believe it's the fourth video, he said, I'm a Bethel prophet and I can speak things into existence. And he said, I'm proud of it. That's exactly right. That comment is exactly the problem with Bethel.
Yeah, and what you're talking about there is witchcraft. You alluded, Chad, you mentioned how they think they're little gods. And that's one of the clips we play initially when we get this whole series going. And the idea in witchcraft is the Satan's lie. You want to be like the Most High God. Eve, you shall be as God if you partake of the hidden gnosis. And of course, the Antichrist will declare himself as God. It's at the temple of God, show himself he's God. So the satanic movement that has encroached the church teaches that they're little gods.
Yep.
And what's amazing about this is when you believe you're a little God, you believe you can speak things into existence, you believe you can declare reality because you're, after all, a little God. And what's happening here is they're making declaration, apostolic decrees, as they call them, because they are little gods and they can stop racism by casting spells. Now this is what blows me away. I've seen, you know, the Johnsons who had a Bethel some time ago. They basically, and their people were saying, hey, we're basically not taking the New Age stuff, we're basically taking it back because they took it from us.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Oh, yeah. So Gandalf and wizardry and sorcery and spells and banishing spells and all this was taken from the church? No, this is witchcraft that was condemned in the church. And by the way, if you look up, I mean, you can Google banishing spells. And what they're doing is they're banishing this spirit of so-called racism. Yeah. And Gandalf, I mean, literally, you know, Cheon says, yeah, explain Gandalf and what we're doing here. But she explains the spell that he's conducting, and it's absolutely repugnant is what it is.
Yeah, and to speak to that, you know, it's interesting too. And we played a short clip where she mentions, I usually go to the Word of God, but, you know, this time I was pretty much spoken to about the spirit of racism. And she says she's been a partaker in it. And I believe she says because she's accepted it or something along those lines. being this partaker of the spirit of racism. So maybe you could unwrap that a little bit for people that may not know what they're talking about.
Yeah, she's, you know, the spirit behind everything in this movement. And the Bible definitely identifies, you know, hierarchy of different demonic entities and so forth. And there's spirits that it does appear that specialize maybe in certain areas to a degree. We don't want to be super dogmatic on that. But they're banishing the spirit of racism from the church, you know? I just dealt with a racist situation with somebody, you know, not in our assembly, and just today, and I was texting back and forth, and what I thought was pretty racist, you know, and you know what, you know how we deal with racism? With the Word of God, and through prayer. Get on your knees. Don't start doing spells with Gandalf. I preached how many messages against racism, you know, on the Good Samaritan, and you know, not showing favoritism, James chapter 2, and I've been preaching against racism for years, and that's, it's the Word of God that changes people's hearts.
Amen.
You know, you don't do a big Gandalf thing in a spell, and by the way, they said it was going to just destroy the spirit of racism.
In the church, in that,
it hasn't done anything. Yeah. In fact, it's caused more confusion than anything, and it shows you that their spells are not working.
Yeah, and one of the things, as you watch that video, they get very precise. Specifically, the actress there got very precise about how they were going about and how they were supposed to get rid of the spirit of racism. Not only this, you know, three-prong slamming, and she had to correct Shayon, right? Because he didn't do it enough
times. He wanted to jump the gun.
Which, by the way, what a weird dynamic. They looked like they were debating each other almost on the thing.
Uncomfortable.
So much for unity, which we'll get to later. But when you think about it, this audience, go take this oil, put it across here, say these things, and once the enchantment reaches, you'll have the spirit of racism gone.
Well, what was interesting is she admits, as you said, that she's departing from the Word of God. It's not based on the Word of God. It's based on her vision that she had. And this is very important that you understand, brothers and sisters. You need to understand that because they're departing from the Word of God, they manipulate you by letting you think that they have authority to bring this new teaching in, and you have to listen. How do they do that? They start, that clip starts with, and it's even longer if we had let it play longer, they talk about this authority that they have as apostles.
Yep.
And they talk about the vision that she's had. And when you read Colossians chapter 2, it warns about false teachers and false teaching and those who don't hold to the head, who don't hold to Jesus Christ, who don't hold to the Word of God, but are puffed up and give themselves over to visions of angels and so forth by way in which they get authority over the people. A lot of cults, whether it's Mormonism, Joseph Smith claiming to hear from God, whether it's a Watchtower claiming to have heard from angels that have given them guidance, even in Brooklyn, New York, whether it's, you know, Ellen White claiming to have gone to heaven and the angel said this fourth commandment is higher than the rest. You always see a demon or something behind these, a lot of these movements.
Yeah.
And certainly what's happening here, she has this vision, and Cheyenne is talking about apostolic authority that we have. And what that's a cultic mentality, because they're trying to get you to check your brain at the door and say, oh wow, these are apostles, this is a big movement, this must be from God. And guess what? You're totally going against the Word of God, and that's what's going on there. So it's interesting, because in witchcraft, and I was blown away, because as I'm watching this, I came out of the occult, and when I first became a Christian, I was shocked when I saw in the Word Faith movement they were doing a lot of the things that I was involved in before I became a Christian. I was using positive confession before I was a Christian, affirmations through visualization and things I'd read in books that were basically pushing witchcraft, not even knowing I was getting to witchcraft, it was mind science stuff. Now I became a Christian, I'm like confused, I'm like, and then the Lord made it really clear to me that Jesus said, pray this way, our Father who art in heaven. So we seek him, and it's a relationship. We're not little guys running around declaring things left and right, but because they're influenced by witchcraft, and this is why this movement is so popular, because people want to be empowered, want to think they're little gods, want to operate like witches. But what's interesting in regard to the specific precision of what she's talking about, you notice that she says in this clip, if we had played the whole clip, part of it is there, but she talks about how you have to, she tells the audience that if you don't do the order right, it's not going to work. So she says, you have to go home, you have to anoint your door with oil. Where does it say that in the Bible? It doesn't. And this is a formula. And then after that, you have to do what we're doing now. Take your staff, she says, you know, out front and do it there. Whoa! And then she corrects Shayon, who wants to just kind of jump the gun. She goes, no, we've got to do it a third time. This is witchcraft. And witchcraft is based, and it's based on Gandalf the Wizard. And a lot of different witchcraft sites have employed a lot of the same tactics, which we'll be getting into, I'm sure. So brothers and sisters, understand, there's a false authority being given to the people to delude them. That's how this works. That's how they manipulate people. And they're leading them away from the Word of God, leading them into the occult and the satanic powers of darkness.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.